Jingles.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast, January 26, 2017. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This show features songs from tkjingles.com. Today, we're going to start out with five brand new songs, an update on TK Jingles Live 2017, The Desolation of Sanje. We'll reflect on the past a little bit and pay homage to Shad. And amidst all that, I'll facilitate a trivia show and read some poems or something.
Good evening, littles. Prepare for disappointment. But if you're a subscriber, I'm sure that's nothing new. We've got new jingles, so I should probably play some. And I'll talk at the beginning, cause that's my move.
Welcome to another TK Jingles show. We've got Tom Burf and Joe Arrow. Welcome to another TK Jingles show. A bunch of crap that I call jokes. This show's an omnibus of jokes so crude they're bottomless. Okay, enough of this song.
You know, it's been an amazing week, and I'd like to just start the show out by thanking any one of you who have donated to the TK Jingles Kickstarter. It always feels a little bit awkward every year asking for money to do this stuff, but it does take quite a bit. And now I'm excited to announce that we've reached our funding goal for the travel and hotel and all that stuff. So KJ and Jonathan and Jason, everybody who's traveling from out of town is going to be covered to do that. The bus tour is good to go. The lunch that we have at Chad's plan should be fine. The only challenge right now will be the venue. So whatever amount we raise above and beyond that logistics is going to go towards supporting a good venue and helping to hedge me against, debtor's prison. With some of the 20K minimum bar tabs that you have in DC. So we'll see where we go from there. And worst case scenario, we'll do it in my basement or something. But we've got a lot of people interested, so I think it's going to be big again. And hopefully we'll get some representation from the gang, and we'll see who all's down there. So I encourage you, if you didn't back it, go to tkjingles.com, check out the link, read about it. Anything that we're doing here is going to be fun, hopefully. And if you like this podcast, I'm sure you're going to love that. So now let's get to the new music. So KJ is going to start us off with two new songs, Watch Me Podcast and Chug-a-Lug. And then Scott Anthony, who's always wonderful with You Don't Have to Outrun a Gator. And then a collaboration from Jeff Turner and Joe Arrow about Russell Westbrook.
When you're hungry for that meat, come and watch me podcast. Watch me podcast. Watch me podcast. We got bowling alley fries too. Watch me podcast. Watch me at Chad's. Watch me through the glass. Sip some local brews and watch me podcast. Watch me podcast. Watch me podcast. So buy you a hoodie, slip it on, cause we bout to party on Wisconsin. For all the hands talking books, yeah. Watch me podcast. Watch me at Chad's. Watch me through the glass. You vegans can't eat, but watch me podcast. Watch me podcast. Watch me podcast. This Chung will still serve you. Buy a shot glass and watch me podcast. Watch me at Chad's. We're gonna change the name. It won't be Chad's, but that don't matter. Come and watch me podcast. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Makes me wanna holler, what a dope. Kills you, tell me, don't you know? Chugging your milk jug, puke all across your dorm floor. Wearing a parka in 80 degrees. They teach you that at Loomis Chafee. Do you think we can chalk it up to this being a guy thing? A boys will be boys thing. If so, I got no right to speak. Nope, cause you watched Dawson's Creek. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Makes me wanna holler, what a dope. Kills you, tell me, don't you know? Chugging your milk jug.
Florida man, if you hope that you can, get a pick of Mr. Humpback. You must have a contingency plan if that reptile appetite. You don't need to run up on time. Everything will be just fine. As long as it's true, someone in your crew is a little slower than you. You don't have to outrun a gator. If he's on your tail, just be faster than the other people on the same trail. You don't have to outrun a gator. If Mr. Humpback's on your tail, you just have to outrun the people.
You may not always love him, but as long as you stand above him, you never need to doubt it. He'll make sure you know about it. God only knows what this means with Westbrook. When KD decided to leave him, those seasons would go on, believe him. KD means nothing to him. So what good would kindness do him? God only knows what this means with Westbrook.
I wrote just one, a second, a third, before you know.
Sometimes I wonder who does.
iTunes statistics aren't real clear,
but I'm still having fun.
4 years gone by and
I'm still writing them. I'm still writing them, but I don't know for how much longer.
Great question. Maybe another month, maybe another 4 years. We'll have to see how it plays out. But I have been a little bit reflective lately, just noticing some of the changes on the show. And you know, change is good, and it's keeps things fresh. But I've noticed that you know, some of the regular emailers, either they've lost interest in the show or they've just been kind of set aside. And so just been thinking about that, kind of what got me interested in this. And you know, I kind of fall into that category as well. I don't know that I've had a song on that show and 6 or 8 weeks. It's been a long time. But, you know, Mike from Burke, Robin Arlington, Josh Cromwell, Dr. Mike Gessner, the folks that were emailing regularly when I first started listening to this show, which is probably almost 10 years ago now. It's been a long time. I'm not really sure exactly when I started into it. But, you know, those guys, other than old guy radio, that was my favorite part of the show. The mailbag was always the funniest thing. The listeners of the show are so smart. And so when I started doing these jingles, a lot of the songs I did were homages to those guys, not to Tony or to Gary or anybody else in the crew, but to the people in the mailbag. I mean, it was just kind of a community thing. So, you know, when I see that Shad isn't really on the show anymore, that's disappointing to me. And so I thought maybe we'd just do a little homage here on this show since we still love Shad here, and albeit to the 1% of the audience. 1% of the 1%ers. So here's an homage to Shad, who was just a staple of Tony's show for 25 years, adding so much joy to my listening pleasure. You know, so much for me to enjoy on the show. And some jinglers have written some great tributes to him over the last 4 years, and I thought we'd just share a few of them here.
He's been a fan forever, and he wrote the very first one. He put the words and the syllables together. He is Shad, and he writes haiku. Shad writes haiku that make the littles laugh. He writes haiku about this show's whole staff. He writes haiku at least 10 times a day. Shad writes haiku, he writes haiku. Oh, is haiku make you think? He takes his syllables to the brink. And he wrote some limericks that weren't so great. Haiku are tough to write, but can make you seem really bright. They're for me, they're for you, they're for you, they're for me. It's a type of poetry. Shad writes haiku all day when he gets bored. Shad writes haiku, he leaves us wanting more. Shad writes haiku when he does not get paid. Shad writes haiku, he writes haiku.
Beautiful words, very brief verse. 5-7-5 makes him feel alive. It's another haiku, Tony. Shad writes haiku, Tony. 20 years strong, they only get better. He writes 5 every day, like he's paid by the letter. He's still writing haiku, Tony. So Shad. Many haiku.
Another haiku tone. Another haiku. I can't rap, so I really won't try. Gonna fade this out so I don't embarrass myself. I didn't write any more jokes.
Who's the PhD who sends more email than a Google machine?
Shad.
Damn right. Who spends his time counting syllables 5-7-5?
Shad.
Can you read one? Who can write them just that quick? Tony's poet laureate.
Shad.
Right on. They say this cat writes for a bald orange.
Shad, Shad.
I'm talking about Shad.
We can take it.
It's not a complicated poem, but no one understands them but the littles.
Shad, somebody.
Now wait a minute. We got a haiku here from
Shad.
5 syllables.
Shad.
7 syllables.
Shad.
5 syllables.
Shad.
A poem now. Tony's gonna read some mail. Tony's gonna read the mailbag, mailbag, yeah. Read some mail. Read some mail now, Tony. Read some mail. Come on, come on. Read some mail. Read some mail now, Tony. Read some facts, yeah.
Read
some email.
Read
some notes, too.
Read.
Let's read that email. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. I still remember about that time I met a real big star. Yeah, yeah, and I saw some rain. Tell me, is it raining where you are? Now I'm getting married. Come on, Tony, man, it's not that far. And please won't you pin me, 'cause I'm riding you from Madagascar. It's the end of the show. It's the end of the show right now. He's gonna read some email along with some faxes and some notes. Murder's diamond importers, where no one pays retail anymore. I said, no, well, it's the end of the show. Oh, whoa, it's the end of the show right now. We got a haiku here from Shad. Shad.
Hey, Shad, I like your shtick. I think I'll try my hand. Okay, now I'm gonna need you to quit. I hope you understand. You know, Shad, the world's not big enough for two men to write haiku. Guess which one of us will keep this going? That's right, it's not you. I'm gonna write some poems, and everyone is better. So who needs you? And you would, you should know, the world is gonna go on without you. Bye-bye. I'll just close this tribute to Shad by saying that sincerely, the folks that support Tony's show, the listeners and longtime emailers and littles, they've always been so warm and welcoming to me and the other folks that are part of this podcast. And, you know, it really does feel like a family, even though we barely know each other. We do have a lot of common interests. And it just, you know, I've always really appreciated that. And other than a few Scrooges in the cesspool, you know, it's always been a pleasure to be affiliated with all these folks. So, you know, hopefully in with the new doesn't always mean out with the old, and they find some kind of balance here, and we can find a way to get some of those folks back in the mailbag and Shad's bit back on Tony's show, you know, really where it belongs. So now wanted to end with another musical segment here. The number one tune of last week was I Don't Want to Wait by Robert Berg, about Chris Eliza, of all people, who we haven't really referenced in this episode at all. So Robert Berg will do this nice homage to Chris. And then Rob's doppelganger, Tom Burf, you know, he's back as well, and I got a postcard from him the other day. He's actually pretty put out that I'm not going to be able to pay for him to come down from Detroit for the Jingle Fest because, you know, we hit our goal, so we don't need Tom anymore. But he did mention that, you know, he thought maybe I'd want to play one of his songs here. So we have a parody of the Spice Girls by Tom Burf, of course, you know, as he's really into 90s musical female acts. And then Rashid sent me some lyrics to a 50s parody about Barry Trotz. We'll play that as well and just wrap up this final musical segment here.
I switch topics. Dawson's Creek.
It was 1998. So Lizza just turned 22, watching a show for teenage girls, reading Sassy magazine, listening to NSYNC, posters of unicorns on his bedroom walls, and the estrogen flows like falling water. I don't wanna wait for this segment to be over. Sorry, Satch, but I'm fast-forwarding. I don't wanna hate. We all have guilty pleasures, but this show has a guy on it called Pacey.
I'll tell you what I want, what I actually want.
Just don't tell me what you want, what you actually want.
I wanna. Actually, I just need to use your guest bathroom.
If you're gonna pee at my house, remember
wash your hands. And if you use a Kleenex, use a garbage can. If you're gonna pee at my house, I really hope you wash your hands. And if you use a Kleenex, aim for that garbage can. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock trots. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock trots. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock trots. We're gonna trots around the ice tonight. Caps hit the ice, rock the red. You don't gotta tell me, I remember what I said. If it's forecasting a Stanley Cup, we're talking hockey all day long, man. What the f***? Gonna trots around the ice tonight. That's enough about hockey, but you know I might keep counting anyway, just to pass the time. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Wilt Chamberlain was the best I've ever seen. I'm gonna count, count, count till I die or fall asleep. Woo!
In addition to the Kickstarter for the live event, I've also been really busy this past week adding a new feature to tkjingles.com. To support original music. It's something that really has become a staple of Tony's show in the past 4 months. And I've gotten a lot of questions about it. And I know it's something that Michael and the gang are interested in doing, and they just haven't had the bandwidth, given everything that they got going on. So I figured I'd go ahead and add that feature to tkjingles.com. So if you go there now, you can hear some original bumper music. Right now, there's only a few up there because it's brand new. It just came out today. But Scott Anthony put one up there, and Jason Fuse did as well. And so I wanted to close the show with Scott's original song here that played on Tony's show back in October. And it's just wonderful. So I don't know that the TK Jingles podcast will necessarily go down this lane, but, you know, maybe we'll work in a few original songs and just play them at the full length, you know, if they're good and people want to share them. I'd love to do that. So Scott Anthony, who's immensely talented, and every jingle that he sends in, he insists on doing every instrument and every part and doesn't use karaoke tracks. So it takes him a long time to put his stuff together, and that's why there's maybe fewer and far between for him. But here's an original song from Scott called Jacket to end the show. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, please go to tkjingles.com, leave feedback for all these folks. It is so affirming to get that commentary and that feedback from you all who are listening now. I know a lot of folks have substituted the podcast for going to the website, but every now and then, just go check it out and let folks know that you enjoy what they're doing so they keep doing it. Till next week, thanks for listening.
In the lineup, are you jacking? You've been hiding all the facts that made me all too inconvenient. Made me wonder till you mean it when you said. Better, I can't take back all the vows that became futile, all the bones I broke and bruised along the way. Didn't heal. Shoebox sales, the empty black pails, each failed attempt to rewrite the end. Use plots we keep trotting out time and again. We'll be right back. this leaves me 100 steps farther away. Not repairing these holes that keep wearing away. In the lining of your jacket, all the ways we reenacted the theme song and a laugh track. Well, it's cool it with the flashback. Let's just say what we feel. It's okay.
Should probably not do this. All right, that's enough. Cut, cut, cut.